Accession number 29048, Mr. Hartley Ashworth, Reel 2. Now, when you joined them in Sicily, what actually was happening? Do you see what I mean? Were they still in action, or had the actual fighting finished in Sicily? So it didn't last that long, did it?
No, we were moving up behind the troops as reserve. And they're going up Sicily towards Italy, towards Reggio Calabria.
So you were in reserve during the advance?
In that little bit, yeah.
And what did you think of what was happening? How were you settling in with the unit?
Very good, actually, because several of the men on the gun team were Lancashire men, which was very handy. You weren't Scotsmen. But it was quite a good regiment, actually. It was a family regiment with the...
Now, anything happening in Sicily that you remember? Obviously, there's not a lot happened there, but, you know, do you remember anything there?
Not a lot, really. The main thing was the journey up from Catania to Reggio, which is a very, very hilly coastline. And as I remember, mainly moving about, mainly at night, and seeing all the... in the moonlight, you know, looking down on the beaches from the cliffs over the edge.
Now you advance up to Messina, don't you? Then you fire across to Reggio. Reggio's the other side, isn't
it? Yeah, Reggio.
Now, do you remember that, for the firing across the straits?
No, the regiment wasn't in action.
You didn't do any of that.
No.
So what happens next then? What about the crossing of the straits?
Well, you cross on landing, cross.
Mm. What do you remember of that?
Oh, you just drive on and sit down and drive off again. There was no opposition.
And that's the Straits of Messina, is it?
Straits of Messina, yeah.
And were you going across early on, or were you going later? You know, you weren't. You were going across quite late in
later
the...
Later on, yeah. Before following the... it moved very fast just then.
Mm. Now, what happened? What do you remember about that initial phase when you're actually in Italy, the advance through... which is very northern, southern Italy, isn't it?
Mainly the country.
Tell me about the country.
The, what do you call them? Orchards. Fruit. And vegetables. And growing. Farming. Agriculture. Mm. And we went up the... what course would it be? East Coast.
East Coast?
Mm. East Coast.
You seem to go up towards Taranta and towards Foggia.
Foggia. Mm.
Now, anything you remember about that?
Not really.
You don't seem to have been in action. It says your guns weren't required.
Mm, mm.
How did you get on with the Italians? I mean, they were still in the war, just... it's around about the time they come out of the war, isn't it?
Well, being a regiment like that, you move in the country, mainly. You don't touch any towns.
So you didn't see many...
Mainly, they were mainly country people, where you get eggs and milk off the country people.
Were they friendly?
Yes, yeah. I never knew any problem.
Now, any incidents? You're not in action much until September, when you get in, onto the Foggia plain. Mm. Anything you remember about this?
In action?
In action, yeah.
Action's hard job. I was a gun layer at the time.
You were mainly a gun layer by this time.
Mainly gun layer.
Now tell me, what are the skills you need as a gun layer? What makes you a good gun layer? What do you have to do?
On a 5.5 gun, you have to put a post out with a light on at night. Yeah, for night.
For night, yeah.
Used to fire mainly at night. And it was just one from one position to another, just moving along. You probably fire about, sometimes, no more than 10 rounds, sometimes nothing.
But what about, actually, when, you know, what you do on the gun, about the dials and things? Because that's what a layer does, isn't it? They have to lay all the dials and stuff.
Oh, we learn that at training camp.
So what do you actually have to do? What are you laying?
You're laying the gun on lines. There's the whole regiment of guns, and they're all linked together by radio or landline, and when you lay the gun, you get a certain bearing. You put that on. You usually have a a point of a light. All the guns are synchronized, so that they all move together, the whole regiment. It's quite technical.
And you were a good layer by this time.
Gun layer, yeah. Well, you do every. What happens in action is that in the middle of the night, it's supposed to be, was it 10 men gun team? And in the night time, we used to manage with three of them to load and fire.
Now, so what happens next? You seem to go forward up to, and then there's the Battle of Trigno. In the 3rd of November.
Italy on that side is a lot of rivers coming out, one after another, and it was just one crossing after another all the way up there.
So what would you do? You supply fire support during rivers.
Support the troops, yeah.
Do you remember anything about those operations?
Not really. Not those there. On that side, on the east.
What about the Battle of Trigno? That seems to have been a bigger one. That's the 3rd of November.
Yeah.
Do you remember that at all?
Well, they just one after another.
So it's much the same as anything
else.
Much
the same, firing away there, yeah. Yeah.
So what's the next thing you do remember?
I think we went back to Naples and prepared for Anzio then.
So that you pulled out, so all the things like the Sangro and the rest of it.
Yeah, pulled out of there and moved across to the other coast.
And that's, you move across to Naples in January 1944. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what was the situation like at Naples when you got there? You were preparing. How did you prepare?
How did we prepare? We had leave in, they gave us leave in Naples.
What was that like?
Very good.
What do you do?
Mainly have a good look round at all the, historical things around Naples. And went down, our headquarters was south of Naples. I can't remember the name of the place. It was south, and it just, what I do remember is that Vesuvius erupted at that time, and there was all this ash everywhere, this grey ash. That's all I remember about that one. Yeah, and then we moved up to Naples onto the boat and landing craft, and went in on the Anzio landing then from the sea.
Now, so you left Naples on the 21st of January. I'm using the Scottish horse history here. To try and help guide us through. Now, do you remember any briefing before that? I mean,
no. You just go in with the gun to fire.
do you remember? I mean, how did you get ashore? What do you remember about that?
On landing craft on Anzio.
Remember that? Tell us about that then.
Well, we loaded up at Naples and with the guns and the matadors, the big, and the shells and everything, and ran in on the beach at Anzio.
Were you under fire, or had they moved? You know, obviously you don't go in first with 5.5s, but were the beaches cleared by that time?
Yeah, the beaches were cleared by that time. The only trouble you got was there was one particular big gun which fired at all sorts of an odd time, usually through the night, onto the beach at Anzio, from somewhere near Rome.
And was it accurate? I mean, what sort of fire were you getting?
Very inaccurate, but it was a big gun. Must have been about 8 inch or 9 inch gun. I think it was on a railway or something. Because it used to come every night, you know, to harassing fire, they call it.
Now, can I just fix which battery? Because you said B battery, but in the book it seems to be talking about 110 and 111 batteries. So you think you were 110 battery,
yeah.
Not 111 battery?
No.
You're not sure, though?
Not sure, no. 110, I think it was.
Okay, so what happened then when you've got this harassing fire from long range? Where did you take up your gun positions? Were you near the beach or where were you?
No, we ran in, first of all, about 2 miles on inland from Anzio Beach, and we didn't go anywhere. Well, the only people who went down to the beach after that was the transport for shells and things, ammunition.
So you'd stay on the gun?
We stayed on the gun, yeah, facing just south of Rome.
Mm. Now, what happened? What do you remember of that time? Well, Anzio was a rough old battle.
It was a bit hectic at times.
Now tell us a bit, let's get a feeling of it. What do you remember?
Well, you get a nice sunny day and nothing would happen. And as soon as it got dark, the firing would start from the Germans. And it got harassing fire. And that would go on all night.
Now, is this from this long-range German railway gun, or was it from other guns
as
well?
I think it was a railway gun. Mm.
Oh, just one gun, then?
Which was brought down, yeah, to give harassing fire. Which was very inaccurate. It just, anyway, you know, it was haphazard, yeah. And we were right on the edge of those woods, practically only. And
now, what woods are these?
Practically only, yeah. Did you say that?
You don't remember the name of the place. It's okay. So what happened next? So you're getting a lot of harassing fire. Anything else happening? Were you firing a lot yourself?
Oh yeah, just firing all the time. Mm. We used to have the ammunition people used to go down, bring loads of ammunition up. It was a 5.5 gun, and it was all humping the shells about, humping the charges about, and firing. And a lot of the firing used to be done at night, nighttime firing, onto that highway from Rome, that ran south from Rome. But just to the left-hand side of the road coming down, there's a range of hills where the Germans had the observation posts, of course. I'm sure they could see a fly moving about on Anzio, about a flyover.
And what was it like then? How were you feeling during this period? Were you nervous?
Apprehensive, yeah. It gets... and then I was wounded there, actually. I got...
And how long were you there before you were wounded?
Oh, it must have been about 4 weeks.
So anything else happened in that 4 weeks? Do you see what I mean? Because otherwise it's a bit of a jump.
We moved about quite a lot. Moved the positions of the guns. I suppose to fool the Germans, really.
Was it a big thing, moving gun positions?
Oh, yeah. You had to make a new gun position each time. Dugouts, defences, sandbags in front of the gun, of course, to stop any shells coming over into the gun pit, like, which is just what happened.
Now, hang on. Would you have to dig in? I mean, who dug these?
Oh, yeah.
Who did that?
The gunners, the team.
Was that hard work?
Oh, yeah, the gun team.
Now, were your gun positions under fire a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, day and night from the Germans.
Mm. Now, were you aware of what you were firing at? You know, there's like these tank attacks and things like
that. Yeah.
Would you know what you were firing at? You couldn't usually see it, I presume.
No, they just gave you a map reference and how many rounds to fire, and that was it.
Mm. Now, what about food? What food did you get while you were there? Was it compo? What food? What do you remember being fed?
Food was a bit much. Usually, bully beef and tin soup. Yeah. Food was a problem on Anzio. Mm.
What about water supply?
Water cart used to come around every day and fill the water bottle.
Mm. Was there enough?
Barely. You had to go very carefully on it. Yeah.
Now, how were you? Anything else before you were? Any other stories of things that happened or close escapes before you were wounded?
Well, every night was a close escape, really. We were well forward, and the shells from the Germans used to come over our heads down into Anzio, onto the beach, and the port, of course. And you could hear them rushing over, yeah, like a like an express train going past.
Big shells.
Mm, big stuff, yeah.
But they wouldn't hit your positions at that stage?
No, no, no.
Was there any German air attacks?
No, no, with no dive bombing.
Anything else then? So you got shell fire during the night. What else happens?
It was a nice sunny period, really. Been just sunbathing and just waiting for the order to move forward was the idea, I suppose. Our OP was forward of us in a factory there. The OP was in up the chimney of the factory. Was the OP.
You never went there, though, I presume?
Oh, no, no, no. They were just a very select lot with the OPs. Yeah.
Now, one incident is, and I think it's when you're wounded, I'll just mention it off tape, but mention it. There's a 150mm shell landed in Sergeant Booth's gun pit. Now, is that your gun pit?
Yeah.
Killing four and wounding all the others.
Yeah.
Now, what do you remember? What do you remember about that? Because you've written Sergeant Booth was not active. Just tell me what happened, as you remember.
When Germans start bombing, shelling, you take cover. But there was no cover there, Anzio. So I took cover down by the legs, the leg of the gun. And the shell landed behind me on our pile of shells, which were waiting to be fired. Which caused more chaos, and about four people were killed on the gun. Mm-hmm.
And what do you remember, though? What happened?
Well, I was wounded myself.
Where? How? What happened?
Well, lying down by the gun pit, by the leg of the gun, the blast and shell and shrapnel whizzed over the top and caught me in the back. So I was wounded in the back.
By shrapnel?
By shrapnel.
Was it badly or?
I had to be taken out, yeah.
But how badly? I mean, was it cuts and deep cuts or was it
smashing? Yeah, big cuts on my back. Mm.
A lot of different wounds or?
No, just shrapnel wounds, yeah.
Now, how bad were you? I mean, were you able to get up or were you?
Well, from there we went down to the, we're taken down to the beach.
What's this business about Sergeant Boo was not active? Because it says Sergeant Booth tried to help with the wounded,
well,
then collapsed. And you've written that he wasn't active. What do you mean?
That's not true at all.
So what happened? How were you? How did you get away?
Well, Sergeant Booth was killed. Or was he? No, he was hit in the throat. And I put him. I sat him up against the front of the gun pit. And then some other gunners came over from another gun. And they said, you're a hit too.
You didn't know?
No, I was on the back. It must have been the blood running down my trousers. And
so as far as you're concerned, Sergeant Booth didn't do anything. He couldn't do anything. He was wounded in the throat. You just sat him up and that was it.
That was it. Yeah.
So that's just been written up.
That's been written in. Is that?
Now, what about that? I mean, what was it? Was it an I don't want to upset you, so I'll go carefully here. What was the scene like? I mean, with these dead bodies. I mean, presumably it was pretty awful. Was there
chaotic.
Four killed?
Chaotic. Yeah. Yes, it was quite a lot. I mean, it said four there, does it?
I think it did. But then obviously we just discovered this is not exactly accurate. It says four killed. Mm. Everybody else wounded.
That's right. Yeah. Mm. On that gun.
And what was the state?
I mean, on the gun, there's 10 men.
What was it like as you looked around?
Well, the gun pit was, the shell had landed just in a pile of shells that we were waiting to fire. So they were scattered all over the place.
They hadn't detonated, though?
No, it hadn't detonated them, luckily. But it did, I think it detonated some of the charges, which was cordite, and the place, but everybody was lying flat out, of course, and I wanted help. So I got up and went to the command post. There's a road that goes along the front of the guns there. And I went along there to the command post, and I couldn't find anybody there, but they were all in the dugout. at the command post. So I said the gun had been hit, and they got the ambulance in action, and the ambulance came and picked up all the wounded, and me included, and we went back to the beachhead then, the port of Anzio.
Now, what state were you in? I mean, were you in pain? Because these things sometimes don't hurt for a while, sometimes they do. I mean, what state were you in yourself?
Well, I was able to walk, because I walked to the command post. But I think I must have collapsed then. And next thing I knew, I was on the boat back to Naples.
So you don't remember the trip back to the beachhead particularly?
Don't remember that at all.
Or getting off the beachhead?
No.
What boat were you... What boat did you come off on?
No idea. No, it was a hospital. Wait a minute. I think it was called the Erin Pura, Indian boat. Because it was full of cockroaches.
Again. Now, where did you go on this hospital ship?
I came back to Naples. The 61st General Hospital. Mm-hmm.
Now, how were you treated? You woke up on the ship, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
How were you treated on the ship?
Oh, the MOs were quite good. Orderlies and everybody. They bind you up, and then when you get down to Naples, you go through the hospital routine again, removing shrapnel and getting patched up.
Mm. Now, do you know it says the second or third in the history. It didn't actually say. Do you know what date it was you were wounded, just for the record? Was it the second or the third of February? Okay, you don't remember now.
Third, I should think.
Third, okay. Now, so how were you treated at 61st General Hospital? What do you remember about that?
Oh, very nice. That was in Naples. Posh hospital, you know. That side was done very well in the army. Mm. The hospitals were good.
How long were you in the hospital?
Forget now.
Roughly.
Roughly in that hospital, I just think about a couple of weeks.
And how were your wounds responding to treatment? I mean,
they were healing up.
You didn't have to have an operation; it was just a healing.
Well, they just removed the shrapnel and then it healed up. Mainly in the back, it was. And
so what happened next? You were there about a month.
Yeah, in Naples, and then we moved down to Sicily somewhere.
But you don't know which hospital. That was another hospital.
Another
was it?
Hospital, yeah, a field hospital that was in a lemon grove. I remember that.
And how was it there?
That was just recuperation, that really, and then.
Was that actually a hospital or was it a rest camp? Yeah, not a rest camp, a recuperation camp, you know.
No, it was a hospital because they did operations there. Yeah.
So what happened next?
Tented, it was all tents. Mm. Yeah.
And where from there?
Back to the regiment.
Now, so how long were you in Sicily, do you think? Or do you know what month it was when you rejoined the regiment?
No, it's a bit of a blank, actually.
But in 1944?
Yeah.
Do you know where they were when you rejoined them?
I think they were on the other side of Italy.
On the eastern side?
I think I joined them again on the Adriatic coast. Rimini. Which was, the regiment was out of action.
Now, we've just been looking, and you reckon you rejoined them probably in May 1944, because you were there in June when Rome was occupied.
Mm-hmm.
But you think it was at Rimini? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I think it was on that coast.
And what's this about Rome? What were you doing in Rome? Let's try and...
Rome?
You say you were in Rome when it was occupied on the 4th of June. Now, we've just decided you weren't there then. We've just had another look, we'll strike that from the record. Mm-hmm. You don't know when you rejoined them, really. Now, what do you remember about the period when you were with them? I think we'll keep this quite vague, because I think that's probably going to be the way it is. What happened when you rejoined them? What do you remember of the operations and things that happened when you got back with them?
I'd join them on the other coast.
So that's later.
That's later.
That's when we thought, originally. Now, what happened when you rejoined them?
Near Fawley. And then it was one river after another. Crossing the rivers, various rivers, as you go up the coast there.
And what were the operations like? What do you remember about them?
Oh, it was a case of coming into action, and some cases we didn't fire anything. And then out of action and move forward again. Eventually, getting up to the top end of Italy.
Towards
Venice.
Towards Venice. Now, any incidents you remember from that fighting, or was it for you? Was it just a hard slog on the? You still gun layer, were you?
Yeah, just a slog. In action, the gun teams get a bit remote from the training.
What do you mean by that?
Gun drill. In the official gun drill.
Well, tell me, how would you adapt your gun drill then?
Well, with less men, of course. Gun drill is a full team of 10 men. But in action, you've got to reduce that, because some of you've got to have a sleep, haven't you? So we whittled it down that 3 men was the minimum. 3 men was the minimum on a gun. To fire it, and when you're doing harassing fire during the night, so that's sort of harassing fire one every 5 minutes. That's enough to work it like that. Yeah. So you was lucky if you got. Sometimes you get nearly a whole night's sleep with the gun firing.
Now, what happened next then? Anything else you remember about this period? You're doing fine.
Let's look at the book. I was away quite a while in...
Now, why were you away?
In hospital.
Oh, sorry, in hospital, yeah.
In hospital and recuperating. I can't remember much about the Bologna, so I must not have been there. Yeah.
I think you rejoined them quite late in the war, to be honest.
Oh, well, I was out quite a while.
Now, anything else you remember then? What about that time when you did rejoin them, right?
Well, Italy is rivers.
You mentioned that, yeah.
I've mentioned that ever. It's just one river after another, moving upwards towards Padova.
Now, anything you remember about that? Any other incidents? I mean, like the. You know, any close escapes or anything happening?
No, not much at all. No. Not without thinking about it.
And so what's happening towards the end of the war then?
Towards the end? Where did it finish?
There's not much point reading it. What do you remember? I mean, do you remember the V Day? What do you remember of that?
No, don't remember that. Not at the moment.
No celebrations?
No. No.
So where did you go after VE Day?
Where did I go after VE Day?
Did you stay with the unit? Where did they go?
No, I was sent in the regiment after the regiment broke up.
When was that?
When the war in Italy finished.
Straight away?
Straight away. The regiment broke up.
So you went forward to Venice and then it broke up?
It broke up, yeah. There was some... The colonel had been killed, hadn't he?
Colonel Murray, yeah.
Colonel Murray. And his wife said, that's it, you know. And disband the regiment.
Now, the regiment seemed, the 80th seemed to have gone forward into this business of looking after the Ukrainians, the Ukrainian division, these Russians.
Mm.
Now, do you remember that at all?
Vaguely.
But you were still with them?
For a short time, yeah.
Did you move into Austria with them?
No. No, it was somewhere in Italy, this camp. They were all...
Riccioni.
Yeah.
Riccioni.
Russians.
No, I mean, you went to Riccioni.
Riccioni, yeah.
What were the Russians like? I mean, these Cossacks, they were all, you know, or what were they? They were Ukrainian Russians.
No contact at all with them.
You didn't actually see them?
Saw them, but not spoke.
And then, in December 1945, what do you remember of the breakup? You broke up in December 1945.
The regiment disbanded.
And you were still with them
then? We moved across to Turin. And Pinerolo near Turin, and we were put on guard duty on the Montanese Pass.
Do you remember anything about that?
Yeah, quite nice. I used to wander off and in among the hills, and one thing I found was on the rocks on the side of the road there was markings from the Italian Alpine Corps, which was their route climbing the hills. Yeah, you could have a nice little climb. And then eventually I got posted to Turin